Terry Dalton says the idea struck her 2 years ago.
When the first iron mining bill was being considered by the legislature,
her vision was to band together a few local artists to create a manageable art show. 20 creative types, including sculptors, photographers, and painters like herself, wanted in, and Dalton says the project took on a life of its own.
We ended up putting together not just simply an art show, but an educational exhibition, which has text panels and information on geology, history, past mining operations, the natural features of the landscape.
Dalton pulled in a small grant, but for the most part, the artists donated their time and materials. She says each has a unique interpretation of the Pinokis. Some snapped sweeping aerial photographs. Others molded sculptures from scavenged wood or stone. A local tribal member expressed her connection through weaving.
April Stone Doll, and she made a basket, a black ash basket. Her perspective is more about living in a sustainable way with the land.
Others wove the sounds of moving water and wind into musical reflections. Although Dalton would like to think the body of work might sway stiff opinions.
People on either side of the firmly entrenched camps are probably still in those camps, but there are a lot of people who are still trying to decide what they think about it. And I think those are the people that the exhibit really speaks to, people who might be saying, well, what is really there, and what's it really worth, and how will this affect the future of the area?
Dalton maintains there is not an artist in the bunch who does not feel in their gut the need for jobs in the region, but speaking for herself.
We all live in the North for a reason, and for me, part of the reason I live here isn't because I can make a lot of money or drive a fancy car. I live here because I love the beauty of the outdoors, and those rivers and hills are really stunning. So I will feel sad if the mine goes in, but if the process is done, were to be done well, I wouldn't feel as sad.
No matter what happens, Dalton thinks the exhibit could hold up as a kind of time capsule.
Even if the mine goes in, maybe, you know, sometime in the future, 100 years from now or 150 years, people will look back at this artwork and the information and say, gee, this is what people thought before we had this big hole in the ground.
In the meantime, Dalton urges people to visit the Pinokis' rustic trails.
Go to the waterfalls or the overlooks.
She parachuted there, figuratively, in the 1970s, right out of high school. The New York State native had never stepped foot in the Lake Superior region until she decided to attend college in Ashland. She became a biologist, eventually working at Apostle Island's National Lakeshore. As for painting, Dalton says, it always found its way into her work. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.